The topic will be the Saturday, a fascinating one, an interesting one, and a topic that is very relevant, especially that we are standing at the gate of a new year. And in Eretz Yisrael, it is a Shmita year. I am fully aware that many of you listening to this year don't live in Eretz Yisrael, but our minds and hearts and neshamas are always in Eretz Yisrael. And some places in the world, we also consume fruit from Eretz Yisrael. And this is a very relevant topic regarding Shnas HaShmita, but not only Shnas HaShmita, but also other questions of Tumas HaMaisis. It also has implications in other fields in Halacha. When we ask Sfeikis in Mitzvah Satuyis V'Oretz, the Rambam writes very clearly at the end of the first Perek in Hilchas Tumas, the opinion of the Rambam is that Tzumis and Masses Bezman Hazeh is only Midrashon, because the Pasuk says Ki Tavo'u. Ki Tavo'u means Bezman Shekol Yisroel B'Yeretz Yisroel. So Tzumis Bezman Hazeh is not Menatzer, only the Rabbanon. And the great commentaries of the Rambam debate, which Pasuk does the Rambam mean? Does it mean the first Pasuk in this week's Parsha? It deals with Bikurim, not with Truma. However, Bikurim and Truma have a similarity in very many basic halach. But the Lashon of the Rambam is Ki Sovo'u, not Ki Sovo. Ki Sovo'u is found twice in Teres Hashem, Chumash V'Yikru Parshas Bahar, referring to Shmita, Parsha Shoiftim, referring to Din Melech B'Yisroel. When you will come to the land of Israel and you will say, Ofimu Alay Melech, Yechol Agoyim, both these psukim do not deal with Trum. The Chazon Ish argues that the Kavon of the Rambam is to the Posik and Parsha Shlach, referring to Chala. Bevo'achem. Bevo'achem Elo Oret Asher Ani Mevi Eschem Sham. This Posik deals with Chala, and Chala and Tzumah Gedolah are the same then. What is problematic is today we have very precise and exact publications of the Rambam, whether it's Shas Frenka or other different Vaitzor, and in all of them, the Rambam writes Ki Sovo'u and not Bevo'achem. Yihyeh HaMakor Asher Yihyeh, regardless of which pasuk the Rambam refers to. The Rambam makes his opinion very clear that Tzumah Bezman Hazeh D'Rabbanan, and that is a rule defining all the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael, all the mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael. And for many decades, in the big controversy regarding the Heter Mechira of Eretz Yisrael and Shnas HaShmita, one of the most basic points of argumentation is how do we deal with Sfeikis in Shmita, Tzumas HaMaisis, Bezman Hazeh? Is it a Sufik that Rabbanon Melekula? Or, bearing in mind that it's a that Rabbanon Shesh Lo Ika Menatzaira, Seikoi Lechumer. So those Gedolim that supported the Heter Mechira, one of the basic foundations of the Heter was within with the Rabbanon, Seikoi Lechuna. The Chazon Ish maintains very strongly Sufik the Rabbanon Shesh Lo Ika Menatoira Lechum. So the first part of today's shiur, this is the topic we will be discussing. We find two different places in Masechet Erevin maintaining that Sfeikis and Tzumas HaMaisis, even though they're the Rabbanon, because the Iker Mitzvah is the Uraisa, have a din of the Uraisa. When a person makes a shliach, and the shliach didn't come back and say, yes, I fulfilled my mission, we could assume that he did. That is the chazaka shliach oisus. And the Gemara, we find that we don't rely on this chazaka only by matters that are bona, but by the uraisus, we cannot rely on this chazaka. Let me just give you a short introduction regarding chazaka shliach oisus. Throughout the Shas, we find dozens, literally dozens of chazakas that are based on the infinite wisdom and understanding of Chazal in behavioral patterns of people. Chazal are koveya, patterns of behavior. And Chazal teaches that we could rely on a basic assumption, probably, in our case, people acted in a customary way, as we would expect them to act and interact. Ish ve'isho shabau, and they conduct their personal affairs like a husband and wife. That is the chazak, a soiklen al chazak. Uchzik enida v'shchein ha'seil. Chazak ha'ein odom poreyat ha'chmanoi. Generally, when a borrower says, I paid my loan, we believe it. And the lender has to prove, has to present a shtar. Otherwise, he cannot collect his money. However, if the borrower says, Parati b'toy chazman, we say no. Chazuka ain't in parati chazmane. And this chazuka is powerful enough, it goes against the chazuka's moment, and we're moiti moment based on this chazuka. And there are many, many similar chazakas. Not a chazak of the Mikor or a chazak of the Hashem, but rather assumptions, which chazal are koiveya based on their understanding and behavioral patterns. Chazaka einodim toveyena ken yeshla. Chazaka einodim shayse bekot seyron ken botke. Chazaka einodim toreya b'seuda u'mafsida. As a general rule, in the huge sugya of sveikis and the way we deal with sveikis, there are very fixed rules. Ruba v'chazuka, ruba odesh. Nechlo korav v'shmul, holcham bo momen acharov, ein holcham bo momen acharov. However, this family of chazukas, behavioral patterns, lav b'chode machta machtinan lo. And each and every one of these chazukas is essentially a rule in itself. Sometimes these chazakas are so convincing and overpowering and powerful, so they're sufficient to deal with the nefoshes. Einodim poreyat ha'chmanoi overrides cheskes moment. However, this specific chazak, shliach oisus shlichusoi, is a weak chazak. And therefore it goes lechomra and not lekula. Lekula only by the rabbanon, not by the urach. So Tosfos writes, and this is a big chiddush head of an lamed beis and a dalet regarding tumas peiros. Even though the opinion of Tosfos is tumas peiros, the opinion of Tosfos tumas peiros only the rabbanon, because Tosfos maintains that tumas amasas the urach are only tirush v'yitzo, only zeisim v'anovin. Olives and grapes, other pests of the Rabbanon. But nevertheless, we do not rely on any tzuma and chazaka shliach ha'shlichusa because it's ikar menatzei. So this is one source in which Tosfos maintains that Rabbanon shliach ha'shlichusa menatzei has the din of a diuraisa. Once again, the flamet dynamic base regarding a different sukkah. If it's diuraisa, a breira, but the Rabbanon yesh breira. Tosfos says even tzumas yerek. Tumas yerek, vegetables, rakuri, almas only the rabbanon, and nevertheless, ein breira, ikroi, minato. However, both of these sources do not deal with the more relevant question that we are dealing with tonight regarding the rules, sveiki divayis lechom, sveiki the rabbanon lekula. In this halacha, how do we deal with the rabbanon sheyesh lechom, minato? Maybe we could learn this halacha from Tosfos, that by Tumas Yerek, Ein Breir. Because there's a big machlokes. What is the rationale to maintain with the right Ein Breir, but there's only Yesh Breir? The Rani Gittin Daf Chof Hay says, Yesh Breir, Ein Breir is a machlokes in the Gemara. A machlokes that was not decided, and therefore it's a suffix. That is also the understanding of the Shagas Ayin Siman Tzadi. According to this understanding, if Tosfos writes that Rabbanu Sheshel Wikam and Atzeret Tumas Yerek Ein Breir, that is because Sveikoi L'chumra. However, the Marshal Yamshe Shloim Abba Kama Terek Ein Siman Lamed Bey, also the Chazon Ishin, Hilcho is the Mai, Siman Tet, Os Chof Ana, they maintain, has nothing to do with Sveikoi the Rabbanu L'chumra, Sveikoi the Reis L'chumra, but rather, that is at Konas Chacham. Come on, Matzakim, the Vajrabonans, we rely on Breira. And according to this understanding, we cannot prove anything from the above mentioned Tosfos and Erev and Daflam and Zion regarding the question, Sveika Lekumra, Rekula or Lekumra, the Rabbonan, Shiesh Lekum, and Atoy, and Mitzvah, that we call it this manager. This is a matter of argumentation for 1,000 years. Nobody should expect me tonight to decide on this matter. But there is always special significance on the opinions of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramo because they are Amudei HaHero at a Kol Beis Yisroel. So Yoredei Hashin Lamedalev Sif Lamedalev Namachava writes, we cannot rely on Chazok HaShtir Choyzus Shukusa V'Tove B'Zman HaZeh. Because by the Urais of this Chazokah is not valid. Even though the Mechaber maintains in the same 7, Yoredei Hashin Lamedalev Sif based on B'Zman HaZeh Rabbanon. So obviously the Shulchan Aruch is based on Tosfos, the Rabbanon Sheyesh Lekum and Atzeret, the Inoiki Diurais. The Ramo, Lamedalev, Sif Lamedalev brings Yesh Umrim, Shekeres Umchim, Al-Chazok HaShliach HaShlechus, the B'Zman HaZeh, but that is not because he maintains it's the Rabbanon. But rather, the Ramo brings Yesh Umrim, that we rely on this Chazokah even regarding a suffix deal right. Well, maybe the Ramo should toss it because in Seal Bay, when the Machaba writes, Tumas Man of the Rabbon and the Ramo writes, Yeshua Emben, Shitlum of his Man of the Manasaira. That is the opinion of the Ravid, that a God of Chavor of Rukhastumas, but the Ramo writes there on the spot in Seal Bay, that our minig is to rely on the opinion that is set upon us. So it's not reasonable that the Ramon Sif Lamedal is based on Ramon Sif Beis when it's Sif Beis writes, that is not our myth. Nevertheless, in Sif Lamedal of the Mechaba and the Ramon both agree, Truma B'Zman HaZeh has been a few rights, given the Truma B'Zman HaZeh to the Rabbonim, because the Rabbonim Sheyesh Lo Kamen HaZeh is the Inoki Tiyurah. However, the Mechaba does not deal with the question of Sofik the Rabbonim Lekulis, like if you write to the Kumra, how do we deal with a Shuvet Maharashdam Chelaka, Shuvet Maharsham, Chelaka of 7 days, quotes the Mishnah Melech. And that is a very famous Mishnah Melech which appears twice. Perik Yud Aloch Yud Zayin Afer Chastunis, Elchiz Bechoyes Perik Dalad Aloch Aalam. In these two sources, the Mishnah Melech makes his opinion clear that Rabbon Hashem Shuvet Maharsham, Do you know Ikid Yurais? Lagabe called the Yotzeir, even Lagabe state. And the Masham was well known as a great Mako, but he rules in accordance with the Mishnah Melech. Chelak Aleph Siman Ayin Bey is dealing with an interesting question. Esroigim were sent from Israel to Chutzlaret, and in each crate there was a certificate testifying that Hufish Yitzchonis Amaisis Kedin. One box had no certificate. And it was a suffix. Could we rely on probably the one Mafish Tumas Amaisis? Maybe the paper just got lost. Or maybe no. And when we have a slogan, suffix, Hufish Tumas Amaisis, it's a big, big problem. Because because you cannot be mafresh minei abei. If you're mafresh minei abei, then it's not lochem. Part of the ethnic belongs to shaded lady, not lochem. If you're mafresh from one ethnic on the other, how would you know? Might be menaptur alachir. So in Israel, it's not a problem. You pluck an ethnic off the tree, tevel vadai, and you're mafresh on whatever is tevel in the box. But of course, it's not always his bad ethnic of tevel vadai available. So the Barsham deals with this question, and at the outset of the Shuva, he writes, "The we could be maker because it's a Sufik betray the Rabbanon. Gumer bismana zed the Rabbanon, tumes peiris the Rabbanon, trei the Rabbanon. If we have a Sufik, why not say Sufik the Rabbanon lakula?" However, the Barsham says no, but the Mishnah Melech says Sufik the Rabbanon says for weaker betray the lachumra. So the Barsham is choishish to the Mishnah Melech. On the other hand, the Maharaj Dam, one of the greatest poskim, one of the greatest halachic authorities 500 years ago, Yoredei HaSemakuf Tzadik Beis, is very explicit that he writes that Sofik Tumma Bizman Hazeh, Sekhet Rabbanon Lekula, in Minhagas Osha and Shavuos, printed 7 years ago, a new edition should be expected every day. I planned and hoped it'll be the market a month ago, but it didn't happen yet. I am too overwhelmed and overburdened with a million things. Baruch Hashem, all good things, but anyway, the Sefer should be out in a short time. And it's the Minyud Aleph, the previous edition. I brought many sources, including the Bach and the Shach, the great halachic rulers, that state very clearly. Sofek Mr. Satui Sparas Kutana says that Rabbana Sekh the Rabbana Kula, in accordance with the opinion of the Mishnah. Dechemet Chelekei, it's tough. Truma, Simachov Gemel brings many sources that are Mekel, other sources that are Mach. So this is a question that was not decided. And it is one of the basic points in the argumentation regarding the Hezemachim. The Chazanish is adamant. One should be machmer b'sveikis in shmita or in tumis b'zman hazeh because something of one shesher is matur l'chum. However, in Minchas Osha, I brought two other sources in which the Chazanish himself is lenient, that is meikel, because he deals with these questions of sveikis d'rabbanan. So this is a major discussion in halacha. D'rabbanan sheyesh lo ikar men ha'toyra. Do we judge it as any other Darabona Sveikha Darabona Lakula or Sveikha Lakula? It is very well known that the Talmidim of the Chazanish and many others in the Litvish world are very, very machmen of Lashis Tumas and Maises, and wherever they come, wherever they are, they are Mafis Tumas and Maises, and they do not rely on others that probably did the Afrosh already. And that is based on a very short paragraph on Chazanish Maises. Simon Zion of Ted Zion, the Chazanish writes five different reasons why one should be Machmer and Sveikis in Tumas Damai. The first is, as I mentioned at the beginning of the Shia, it is true, Tumas Damai says it's Manasseh according to the Rambam and Shemhocha the Rabbonim, but the Rabbonim Shiesh lo Ikar Menasseh Rabbachumer. This principle is relevant to Shemitah as well. The other four reasons are not relevant by Schmidt. Number one, Cheskesitzer. The opinion of the Shach, a few places in your day is speculative on Sheshu Cheskesitzer Lachumre. Dovo Sheyesh Loimatiren Lachumre. If we could be Mavara or Metakan Bekar Lachumre. And the last argument is an interesting one, and the Chazanish himself is Noita Lachan Ulachan. He doesn't have a clear opinion. He said it is Demai. Chachamim or Metakim, we do not rely on Rav Amoritz Masri. So on one hand, if we don't rely on Rav, we definitely should be Machmei B'Sveikis. But maybe Gezeres Demai was limited in its scope and its essence. And maybe Eloi Ela Chidusha. It is only that we don't rely on an Amoritz that probably he was Machmei B'Sveikis, but it is not across the board.
we do not say that we always should be machmer beisekes and tumas amaisis because of the state. So basically, we just presented the dilemma and brought various sources, lakan or lakan, and this big machlokes. Seikot b'mitzvot atluyot ba'aret, according to most poskim, it's manazeh derabanan. But originally, we're dealing with the diurais. I would like to define the essence of the basic concept that Rabbanan Shiesh Lo Ikra Min HaTorah, because I think there are four different categories under this caption, Rabbanan Shiesh Lo Ikra Min HaTorah. We find this in four different situations. Those that have a keen sense of hearing should have been aware. Then in the sources I quoted the past 20 minutes, there are two different types of the Rabbanan Shiesh Lo Ikra Min HaTorah. We started off with two types of Erev Lamed Beis and Madalaf Lamed Zayin Lamed Beis. Tosfos deals with Trimis Peres the Rabbanan, Trimis Yerek the Rabbanan. And Tosfos writes, it's Ikra Min HaTorah, and therefore one should go to Chumrah. Regarding Chazuk HaShiach, Oysish Tehusa, on one hand, Ein Breira, on the other hand, this is one form of the Rabbanan Shiesh Lo Ikra Min HaTorah. Truma is a mitzvah d'oraisa, but only Zeisim v'anavim. We are dealing with extension of the mitzvah. Chachamim included in the mitzvah, Peres and Yerukis, that are exempt Min HaTorah. But they are included in the Rabbanah. And that is the Rabbanan Shiesh Lo Ikra Min HaTorah. Most of the sources I quoted deal with another question. Mitzvah Tumas HaMaaseh says that we're Min HaTorah b'zman Beis HaMikdash, when all the Jews, or the majority of the people, were in the land of Israel. B'zman HaZeh the Rabbanah. That is a different type of the Rabbanan Shiesh Lo Ikra Min HaTorah. This very mitzvah was Min HaTorah once upon a time in days of yore, in the times of glory of Klal Yisrael, when the entire nation was in the land of Israel, but the Shlosh HaShinah with the base of Mikdash. So this is a different type, a different form of the Rabbanan Shiesh Lo Ikra Min HaTorah. And they are not dependent on each other. On one hand, there is room to argue that one should be machmir more, it's Tumas HaMaaseh b'zman HaZeh, because this very mitzvah was Min HaTorah 2,000 years ago. And therefore, maybe as Chumri is said, more than Tumas or Prinitarik, that was never Min HaTorah. One could argue to the contrary. Prini Yerek b'zman Beis HaMikdash, or according to the Ravid, the Tumas b'zman HaZeh d'oraisa, this very mitzvah of Rosh Tumas HaMaaseh is the Oraisa right here and now. And therefore, maybe that is ample reason to be machmir even to Mespri and Tiris Yerek that are the Rabbanan. Especially, one could argue, if we're going to be Mekel and Tumas Peres and Tumas Yerukas, one might mistakenly be Mekel by grapes and olives as well. So maybe that is more reason to be machmir. Beikach u'penkach, we're dealing with two different categories. The Rabbanan Shiesh Lo Ikra Min HaTorah kan ba'achshav. The Rabbanan Shiesh Lo Ikra Min HaTorah, it was Min HaTorah many years ago, this man, Beis HaMikdash. I want to bring another example to the category of Tumas Pri and Tumas Yerek. And this brings us to Hilchos Berachos HaMazon, Simarei Shtes Shechonov HaRachai. Berachos HaMazon Min HaTorah. Berachos HaMazon is actually the only bracha that's Min HaTorah L'Kuli Alma. All the other brachas are the Rabbanan, even Berachos HaTorah, the Machlokes. The only bracha that everybody agrees is Min HaTorah, is Berachos HaMazon, Mikra Mola Dibra Kosov Yochalsu, the Vatu, Uber Rachtu, the Shem Elohim. However, there's a Machlokes to show them what is Min HaTorah. First bracha, first three brachas, bracha number four is agreed upon that it's only the Rabbanan. Sufik Berachos HaMazon, Sufik Lo Berachos HaTorah, Sufik Yoraisa L'Chumrah, Chozer Mevorach? Does he have to say the fourth bracha as well? Or would we say, no, bracha number four is only Midrabbanan, and therefore Sofi Dabon Lakula. And if he is in doubt whether we said Berachas Hamazon or not, he has to go over the first three, but not number four. That is a big discussion in the first. And that is the type of the Rabbanan Shesh Rokim HaTorah, like Tumas Pei and Tumas Yerek. It's an extension of the Urayis. Fourth bracha is included in Berachas Hamazon. Berachas Hamazon basically is a Urayis, but this bracha was never the Urayis. It is the Rabbanan. So the next seven is magnificent. Say for Hanuk Shal and Shilta Shulta Kuf Mem Vav proves from the Shilta. In Suffolk, he just has to say first three brachas and not number four. However, the Shaila Meishiv Mazura Tinyona Chelik Yemal Sinukuf Zayin proves from a different source of the Shilta and Parsha Stav that he has to say bracha number four as well. Of course, we're not dealing today with Tulchas Berachas Hamazon, and I just bring the sources, and we're not going to elaborate on this detail or enough. Category number three, the Rabbanan Shesh Lewikim and Atzayda. It's a big finish we find. Lemir Tzichroini. My poor memory, I think it's only one Tzishas of a Gezorachot based on a Gala basis. There's a major discussion in all the Rishonim regarding Malachas Chalamoy, Gedros, and Atzoyro, and Medrabonon. We won't get into this because it's a sugya we can deal with in 2 weeks. Based on source, Chagigi Yud Chesam Adalach, and Moed Kotin Bezim and Bez. Tosfos writes, Amoed Zorocha Bezim Adalach, Malachas Chalamoy, Medrabonon. But nevertheless, we're machmer by Malachas Chalamoy because yes, we come at Zoyro, he can make the Rotu Yantiv. Because it's a Gzeira Mishmiyom Tev, it's a Gemana Tev. Tremendous service. Different than the first two categories that we spoke about before. Why is it such a tremendous service? Because all the Isurim that are born are like Deir Alta Divrais. There's no other concept of an Isur that are born. Many occasions I made it clear, Kol Divrei Soifrim are included in three categories. Gzeiras, Mitzvahs, the Kol. All the Sheva Taisis, the Gzeas, are all Gzeas also the Arais. So when do we say Seke Darabon HaMakun? When are we making the Darabon? The Taisis says, Ikel HaMikzer Ote Yamtu? And therefore, yes, so Ikel HaMikzer, that's why we're Machma. So when are we make? My feeling is that not that every Gzeas also the Arais, the Taisis would say Seke Darabon, maybe only in the relationship between Chalamoid and Yamtu, because Chalamoid in a way is Yamtu. In the same Shem. After all, it's Moye. Choloi Shem Moye, but it's still Moye. Maybe only in that case it would be defined as historic. Category number four is a very interesting soup. Oh, Gilgul. Where do we find Gilgul? Gilgul Shivua. Kiddushin Chavot. Nizgalgel. Akinian Chotem. In Ebenezer, we find Gel Minizgalgel Baget. In Elche Shabbos, first Perek of Bava Kama. In Kabbalah, we are all familiar with Gilgul and Shamas. This is a new type of Gilgul. In Israel. Sometimes I prefer, instead of trying to explain abstracts, I prefer just giving examples, and then everybody will understand what the concept means. Shach Yerodei Akuf Yud Krolei Svek Sveika Os Yutes. Right. Sufik is in the Urais, Sufik Orla, Sufik Chomet B'Pesach, Bosa B'Cholo, Nevena, any Sufik in the Urais. It's a bottle below. But it's not bottle because it's Dovish Shematir, Dovish Hoshev, Dovish Beminyan, Chachit Yichari Yeretzadet, Yisro Anua, there aren't bottle, as we learn in the last Mishnah Masechet Avodah Zarah. But all these halachas are only derabanan. So right here and now, we're dealing with the Nes Derabanan because not the but originally it was a Diraisa. That is what the Shach calls Sveiki Diraisa, and it's Gal Dele Derabanan. It's a Sveiki Diraisa, but it was transformed into a Derabanan because something happened, because it's Bottle Berav Menachot. Pitzchit Shuvah on this path, Osiutes brings another example. Klisha Bolas of the Kisa Diraisa. But the Kli is no longer a Ben Yoimer. Ain't a Ben Yoimer, no Sintam of Gam, it's only a Nes Derabanan. So in actuality, we're dealing with the Nes Derabanan. It cannot be a Nes Derabanan because the Kli isn't a Ben Yoimer. But originally, we're dealing with a Sveike Derabanan. The Shach says, Lekul. And this is also a major, major controversy. So this is a new category of the Derabanan Shiesh Lekim and Asay. Example number three, Dam Shabish Lekim. We have a piece of meat. Sofakim nimlach or lo nimlach. Dam is an insidioris. Nes a koros. But the meat was cooked and dam should be shalai sarabon. Originally, sekid yorais. But it became a sofik derabon. Dam should be shalai sarabon. Shvekis and bedikis chomet. We're dealing with an insidioris of baliyaro of a baliyamotah. But the Gemara says, I'm sochom da zarat mediorais of a bitul baal nasagi. So after bitul chomet, it's only derabon. These are four different examples of Sveike Diuraisa Shinas Galgel Lederabbana. So without going into great detail, most of the Poskim are Machmir. And we deal with these questions as Sveike Diuraisa Lachumra. Some are Shoylem and Poskim are made. This is category number four. So in the very basic concept of Sveike Derabbanan Shieshlo Ippar Menatayra, we develop four different categories. When the Derabanan is an extension of the Diuraisa, Trumas Kri, Trumas Yerek, Rocha Raviyas, Beperfes Amos. When the Derabanan originally was a Diuraisa, and it's the Derabanan B'Zman Hazeh, including all the mitzvos of Luyas Ba'oret, the opinion of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. Sveiki Diuraisa Shinas Galgal the Derabanan. A suffix that actually was minatoira. But by means of a halachic principle, it was transformed into a derabanan. And the big chiddush in Tosfos of the Zorach of Beis, Ikala Migzel Otu Diuraisa, by Exeira, that is considered Yeshuika minatoira. And we try to be mitzvah to that chiddush only when the Exeira and Mashanigzar Ligabav are both of the same family, same Hagidorah, same definition, like Chalamoid in relationship to Yom. So today we dealt with a very general concept, not a very local sukkah, but a broad-based one. One of the great sukkahs in Aloha, how do we deal with the Abonah Shesh Lohikim and Torah? Having a source in the first posik in this week's parashah, and there's a very relevant question, more so in its form, but as was quite obvious in today's shiur, this has ramifications in many, many different areas of our life. This week's parsha, we find a pasuk that is extremely basic. When Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to the people, and at this week's parsha, we find very harsh words of Bechor. One of the two parshas of Tichoch, parshas B'chukoy Sefer et HaKoyanim, and parshas Savoy in Mishneh Torah. And we always read this parsha before Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara Megillah says, Tich Lashonah V'Kir L'Yisrael. But there's a different reason why we read this parsha before the Yom Merah. You should heed and hear. Take to heart. Divrei Tichoch. You choose. Come back to a Kodesh Bor. And Libby Oimeli, I think that these two reasons are probably two sides of the same coin. Because if we really wish, if we really hope that this was shown of a Kilosheva, Torah shown of a Berchoseva, we must do something about it. If we will listen carefully to what Moshe Rabbeinu has to say. Because the harsh words of the Chacham, we will take to heart. We will do truth. We will listen to the Kol Shofar. Then we really could hope. The Chlashon of the Kilmri Seyo, Chacham, Shana, the Gerbos. Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to the people and he says, Hayoyim Azeni Yeitzol Ha'am L'Shem Elokech. It is this day that you have become a nation of a Kodesh Baruch. Which day? Which day is Moshe referring to when he says, Hayoyim Azeni Yeitzol Ha'am L'Shem Elokech? And she said, every day. Which day? Today. Or tomorrow, or yesterday, or a day before yesterday, or a day after tomorrow, every day. V'chol yoyim v'yoyim yihyu b'einecho kiru hayoyim boso livrit. Every day should be the day of your personal calling. Every day is the day. V'chol yoyim v'yoyim yihyu b'einecho. Moshe is not dealing with one special day. Every day is the one special day. Many times I quote the line of the Piaseh Nevevah. Very unusual in the world of Gedolei Yisrael, but we have some personal diary of the Piaseh Nevevah. And he writes his feelings and emotions and thoughts between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when I first read this, I cried. And I don't say this as a goose. I literally cried because I was so moved and inspired. So the great Piaseh Nevevah, Hashem Yinkum Domo, he was killed by the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, and the Holocaust. Was a giant. And he writes, Rabbeinu Shelolam, I want to do something for you. I want to give you something. I want to come closer. What could I offer you to learn Torah? I already learned Torah as much as I can. To daven, I always made a tremendous effort of kavanas tefillah. I would like to be Mizgaya. I would like to be a convert. But what could I do? I was born Jewish. He is almost complaining, why was I born Jewish? And I can't be again. The only act that would satisfy his yearning soul, nafshoi haroevo, nafshoi hashekeko, nafshoi tzmi'ale kirvat elukim. The only act that would satisfy him would be gifts. But I'm a Jew. And as a Rav that has performed gifts many times, and I've seen the feelings of a ger tzedek or a ger tzedek in that very special and overpowering moment in which the ger takes upon himself the yoke of Yiddishkeit. It's always very moving. It's exhilarating. So the perception that it says, I would like to convert, but I'm a Jew. And when I read that, then tears streamed down my face. I thought to myself, and who said that you can't convert? Maybe we could. What is Geras all about? Well, Mila, we can't do that. Baruch Hashem, our parents did it for us when we were 8 days old. Well, we could go to mikveh every day, but it's not exactly a tefillah of gev. But what is the essence of gev? Kabbalah Sam. And a gev stands before a Beis Din, and he doesn't have the option of being selective, of choosing. Because the Gemara says, "M'churis aflam et kibbal latmei kol ha'tayru kulo chutz medover echodei mekablenoi." And the Av Beis Din turns to the gev and says, "Do you accept Torah?" And he says, "Yes." Do you accept the entirety of this? Are you aware that you need to take upon yourself Tariag mitzvahs, each and every one of them? And if he says no, then No, then we can't let you in. You need to take it all or nothing. It's a package deal. We as Jews, as from Jews, are extremely selective in our mitzvahs. We feel that we have the option because we were born Jews. Some people are very, very particular about the Tumas of Isaac. Not so in Halachas of Lashon Hara, Ma'alda Pnei Chaverei Berabit. Some of them are very machmir in Halachas Shabbat, but not necessarily in Yimei Noah and in business ethics. And on the other hand, there are some people that are outstanding in Bein Odom L'Chaverim. People that are honest, people of integrity, that are fair, would never lie, but they have a tremendous deficiency in Yer Shamayim. Look at their Tfilah and Kriya Shema. There are all types amongst us, but most of us are quite selective, having those areas in which we excel and others in which we are far from being a paragon of excellence. A ger doesn't have that option. A ger has to take it all. So who says that you can't convert? Maybe we could. Probably we should. Ve'im lo yachshav ve'im yisach. Now is the time. Chodesh Elul, when each and every one makes a cheshbon and nefesh, hayoyim harasodim, everything starts anew. These are days of renewal. Days in which the entire creation renews itself. Hayoyim harasodim. So, I mean, this is the time to convert. Hayoyim hazeh nehiyeh la'am la'Hashem Elokech. So each and every day, twice a day, we say, what is unique, what is special about this kapitel, more than all the others, 150 per kapitel, that we say this perek every day in El, and in the Yom Tov. Some say because of the medish at the beginning of the perek, some say because of the end of the perek. That's what we find in Baratur and Parshas Nitzavim. Lulei amanti lirus v'tav Hashem b'yeretz chayim. Lulei is Ophiah settled. But maybe it's two psukim in the middle of the faith. David HaMelech says, Achashu al kini eis Hashem ma'isa adat. Shifti v'reis Hashem kol yimei chayai. La'asa yisbenoyim Hashem ulevakeh v'hechom. Many years ago when I printed my first sefer, I wrote two comments on these two. Achashuelti in the past, Oisa Avakesh in the future. Why does the go from the past to the future? Shifti Beleis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayei. I should be a resident, a Toshav Keva, permanent residency, Ulevakeh Veichole, and I should visit. A visitor is not a resident. Toshav is not a Mavak. So what I wrote, it is part of human nature. Your dreams, your plans, your aspirations, your prayers develop from one stage in your life to another. What does a little boy dream about? He wants a big bicycle. And when he becomes a bocher, an adolescent, well, it depends where he is. If he's a good yeshiva boy, he dreams about being what will be a sort. And then you get a bit older, and your dreams change, and you marry, you build a family, and you hope to make pranosim. At a certain stage, you just hope to get up every day without backache, without lumbago, without having a disc, and your knees should function properly. And that is human nature. A wise man once said, when do you get old? When you stop dreaming. As long as you dream, you're young. But our dreams change and develop, transform themselves from one period or one stage to another.
some people have very drastic changes in their own personal life. I don't think anybody had such dramatic changes in his life as Bethlehem. He was a shepherd, gentle shepherd. What are the dreams of a shepherd? He just hopes to find a tree with some shade. And if he'll find a creek or some fresh water to drink, oh, that's a utopia. Shmuel HaNavi took David, Memichla Yisatai, and appointed him to be Melech Yehuda Yerushalayim, the greatest king in the history of the Jews. What are the dreams of a king? Very different than those of a shepherd. But David HaMelech said, my dreams and aspirations are the same. Achash Kolti Me'etz Hashem in the past, Oitzav Akash, till the end of my days. One and only dream to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shifti Dereis Hashem Kol Yom Yechayim. L'Achzoyz V'Noyem Hashem U'Levaker V'Heichol. I should be a station. And every day I should feel as if this is the day. This is my first. Hayoyim Azane Yeisu La'am L'Shem Alokah V'Kosh Yoyim V'Yoyim Yevelech U'Kiru Hayom Nichnasto Le'Bris. That is the essence of David HaMelech. So when we come into the Bais Medrash and we open up a Gemara, we might have learned this will be 500 times of the past. We should see it as if this is the first time we're actually learning this. Every day when we get up in the morning and we say, Moidanila Punacha, Melachai Vekayam. When we say every day in the morning, Shaloya Sarigo, we should feel this is the day in which we enter the covenant with the Kodesh Baruch. Hayoyim hazeh, v'chol yoyim v'yoyim yiyu v'necho kiro hayom, also the bris of the Kodesh Baruch. We should feel this feeling of renewal every day. This feeling of care, of closeness to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And in these beautiful and magnificent days of Chodesh Elul, Kodesh Baruch Hu Shita Mekabel Barachme Mevarot, our Cheshbon HaNefesh, if that is all we have right now, our tefillin. Nitzotzot ha-tshuva she-mitnotzim v'libei. They shall all be the rachamim kula rotzim by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We shall all be zoche the tshuva shalema, and we shall all be zoche together with Klal Yisrael to aksiva v'chassim et tzeve v'sifron shal tzadikim. Let this coming year be a year of simcha and nachas and brocha and shefa. That this coming year be Shnas Gehula, be Yeshua, be Yisrael Tzedek, and Teiro, Yomeinu, Amen.